Barry, it's great to talk to you again. When we spoke last, we were essentially introducing people to Superior Graphite and the slip plate products. And I think now what we'd like to do is start to look a little bit more at those products and things that you offer to farmers and to the agricultural community. So before we go there, let's just do a quick little short review for folks on graphite itself, which is, the basis of your products and business, and just maybe a touch on what that is and the role that it plays.
Great. Hey, thanks, Chuck. Basically, graphite is a very important part of the world manufacturing market here. Basically, it's much more than what people realize. It's certainly much more than your number two pencil that you use every day or what every grade school kid knows. Graphite's just simply carbon, and it's just shaped into almost like honeycomb hexagonal sheets. So if you imagine like a deck of playing cards, that if you just throw it on the ground, these sheets kind of slide upon themselves. And that's what the advantage of graphite is to the world, because it's slippery and it can handle like high heat. So places like the forging industry will use that property of graphite to its advantage. So every car axle that's manufactured, every railroad part that you see that's forged will rely on that. The electronics industry will use graphite a lot. They'll use that in terms of a lot of the circuit boards, because graphite conducts electricity. Almost every battery that you use has graphite in it. So a lot of times people just really don't understand how important graphite is, but it does a lot of things in for the world. For the regular person like you and I, we can use graphite to our advantage for a lot of different situations. Just like in our house, in our garage door tracks, or our lawn mowing, into doors, hinges, all kinds of different things.
So tell me what some of the specific uses are for this product that you make when it comes to agriculture.
Right now, farmers are getting ready to winterize a lot of their equipment at this point. Many farmers will put our product called slip plate. It's a graphite product that you can literally paint on to those surfaces. And because once you apply that to the surface, it will allow things to slip and slide. Because it's dry, things just don't necessarily stick to it. So they'll put it on their gravity feed bins, their chutes, they'll put it on their chains, they'll put it on all kinds of different surfaces that they want things to slip and slide and not have dirt and dust stick to it.
And that's, very advantageous when you consider where some of that equipment is. Some very dusty places for sure. So let's talk a little bit about, I know we mentioned this before, but we can go into this a little bit more. So you've done some research just to compare the product that Superior Graphite makes with some others, and it seems like slip plate came out pretty good in that.
Yeah, absolutely. We spent a lot of time, because it was really important to us to make sure that we had the best product out there in the marketplace, and making sure that our customers who do use our product, they're satisfied with it. So looking at many of the products that are out there, for example, we looked at the aerosol form of slip plate, and as we compared those products, we found out that the graphite that everybody uses is not necessarily the same. Now, many people don't know that there are different types of graphite that you can mine. For example, there is a graphite called vein and flake type graphite. Those are the best type of graphites you can use. They're the most slipperiest, or if I can use those words, they are the most lubricious, and they handle temperatures and things much better than some of the other lower grades of graphite, like amorphous graphite. There's also another type of graphite called synthetic graphite, which is made from coke and oil products. So those graphites are a little bit lesser grade than the vein and flake graphites. So many of our competitors will use some of those lower grades of graphite, and the proof is really in the pudding when you start using that graphite or that product on the surfaces that you're applying it to. You'll see that those type of graphites won't last as long. They won't be as slippery, and it just means that you'll be applying it a little bit more, and then you have to go out and buy that product more than you would normally would.
So, when you look at the research that you did, besides perhaps perhaps the fact that you're using what I guess you would call a better grade of graphite. I think there's some other advantages you saw when you looked at some of them, like, if I buy this can of spray-on graphite for, whatever piece of equipment it is, not all cans have the same thing or the same amount of it in them, right?
Oh yeah, I mean the initial test is actually just looking at the product packaging. Many of these, for example, the spray-on graphite that you're talking about, they come in a 16-ounce spray can or rattle can, as most people call it. What you put inside that can could be anywhere between 12 ounces to 5 ounces to you really don't just by looking at it, it looks like it's exactly the same. But if you look closely at the can at the bottom, it'll tell you how much net weight there is. So that is not the same. A lot of times people will put a lot of fillers in the graphite formulation. So what does that mean? Well, graphite is black, but sometimes what people will do is they'll put in some carbon fillers. So even though that you seem like it seems like you have more product into it, it may not necessarily be all graphite. So even though you may have 12 ounces of a product there, not all of it is graphite, and the graphite is the stuff that makes it slippery.
Well, I think it's a real important distinction, that's for sure. Let's now talk about the fact that slip plate, especially in that aerosol formulation, you have different, I want to say, versions of slip plate that can be used for different types of purposes. And one of those that I thought was really interesting is for all those hunters out there, and we certainly have a lot of them in the AgWire community, would find that this might be something they want to look at because we're about to get to deer hunting and pheasant hunting, especially in the Midwest.
Right, and that product is, I think that you're alluding to is black ice. That product has been on the market for some time, and a lot of hunters will swear by it. Basically, it's a graphite lubricant that people will use to clean their guns. There's a solvent cleaner mixed in with graphite, so it can take out all the oils and things that are inside your gun and then leave a fine film of graphite. So some people tell me that they shoot better or they shoot straighter with that type of graphite coating in it. And sometimes I thought it was a function of how good you were, but in reality it's really that when the bullet goes into the feed chamber, it slides right through, and because it slides through, the action is a little bit better, and therefore you shoot a little bit better. So that's what hunters tell me. So yeah, using that type of product will definitely help you maintain your gun a little bit better and be able to help you perform a little bit better when you're out there hunting. I have a lot of high school gun clubs that come to me and tell me that they use the Black Ice product to teach kids how to clean their gun and do good gun maintenance for those type of clubs.
What we want to do is point people to where they get more information, and we want to especially point them to the Slip Plate website, which is slipplate.com. There, this research that we mentioned, you can find it so that you can see for yourself. There's a link there, info you can use. And then when it comes to some of the specific products like Black Ice, there are pages that people can get more information if they want to look at using this and say to clean their shotgun or what have you. And of course, it has other uses as well.
Right. And yeah, the article that you're talking about is really, it's called What's Inside Your Can of Graphite. And it talks about a lot of things in depth in terms of how people package things and how the type of testing we did to quantify that for people out there.
Of course, they can also go to superiorgraphite.com, which is your main website, and find Slip Plate there too, if they want to just learn more about this thing we call graphite. I think that covers the areas that we wanted to do this time. Just so our listeners know, we're doing a series of interviews that will be coming out periodically, and we'll have another one coming out before the end of the year to focus on some other Superior Graphite and Slip Plate products. So I want to thank you, Barry Lee, very much for talking with me, and we'll point them where they need to go.